today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Monday, is the 20th of the month of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Mehr, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter An-Nur, verse 55.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security. For they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear brother and sister, when the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and Muslims migrated to Medina and were warmly welcomed by Ansar, or the helpers, all Arabs became their enemy, and it was such that they were to carry a weapon when they went to bed and to be on the alert all the time. The continuation of this state became difficult for the Muslims. Some of them declared their feeling explicitly, as this verse, "To what day would this state continue? Would a time come that we could rest calmly in the night, and peace and tranquility rule over us, and we fear no one but Allah?" The verse was sent down and gave them this good tiding that, of course, such a day would come.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty, the sky at dawn, the silent trees, Praise be to Him supreme is He. Praise be to Him supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Waiting for a better tomorrow. This is today's special. According to a tradition, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, waiting for a better tomorrow is also a form of worship. Our world is governed by well-known natural laws. The only way to progress is to discover these laws and sedulously follow them. Almost all cases of failure are a result of people failing to follow the laws of nature. Following the laws of nature is like traveling along a highway which will lead you straight to your destination. If instead of you allow your vehicle to stray from this path, it will be difficult for you to reach your destination. The creator of this world is Himself, a positive mind. He loves positively. He loves those who follow the positive way of life. Develop positive thinking in your mind. Positive thinking will enhance your personality, and a personality developed on positive lines will have every success.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this show, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. Humans sometimes lose opportunities in their lives and are unaware of this loss of opportunities. And this unawareness is due to lack of foresight and planning. So now that we have understood that, we have to take best use of the opportunities. It requires some planning. So we cannot dive into any action without planning and foresight. If people know that they can achieve what they have planned in advance, they may not miss any opportunities. So planning and foresight is a basic principle in today's life and in the orders of Islam, and in Islamic instructions, we have lots of recommendations in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 18 of Surah Al-Hashr, O believers, fear God. And let anyone of you look at what He has sent in advance for tomorrow. So we see how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, in case you want to make your tomorrow, so you have to take care of the opportunities that you have today. And you have to think and plan and have foresight for them. So what is the solution? What is the way? What is the method? Cultivate piety. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Cultivate piety, for God knows what you do. So in case you focus on piety and fearing from Allah and doing everything for the sake of God subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the methods of taking the advantage of the opportunities. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
يا
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we're going to look at and know you. Live within the limits of your day. It is wrong to burden your day with worries of tomorrow. Our main business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, did not complain about yesterday's stale bread or worry about tomorrow's bread. He asked Allah only for today's bread. He prayed, "Give us this day our daily bread." That was in New International Version, Matthew 6:11. Living within tomorrow was also the advice of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, who said, "Whoever among you wakes up in the morning healthy in his body, secure in his house or his family, and has his day's food, it is as though the world has been brought into his possession." Today's special, IRIB English Radio, and one thing to do right now to make tomorrow a better day, that is reflection. Reflect. Stop what you're doing and take 15 to 20 minutes to reflect on your day. Turn off or get rid of any distractions that might interfere with your ability to think clearly and deliberately, and isolate yourself if necessary. Don't judge your actions harshly or let yourself slip into negative thoughts like today was the worst. Instead, think back on everything that went wrong as well as everything that went right. Appreciate what went right and try to what went wrong. What can you do differently tomorrow? What should you do the same? Again, your goal here isn't to reward or punish yourself. It's to direct yourself to better actions tomorrow.
In the Quran, Allah says, قُلْ يَا عَبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell my servants, those who went after temptation, those who went after sin, those who indulged in sins, أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, they indulged in sins, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not be despair of God's mercy. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. All sins. Don't say, I've committed a sin that Allah will never forgive me. I was in a haram relationship. I did this. I got pregnant. I had an abortion. I did drugs. I did alcohol. I was part of a gang. Allah forgives all sins if you come clean. If you come clean and you admit to Allah your fault. If we come clean and we admit to Allah our faults and our sins and our past mistakes, Allah will start fresh with us. Allah will forgive. And Allah يَغْفَرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. إِنَّهُ, Allah emphasizes, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the all-merciful. He is the all-forgiving.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي